Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Star 102 plays more music while you work and listen on radio.com. Kristen Gambaccini of perfectlydistressed.com joins the show.
Kristen, what in the world are we doing with the kids today? How do we make this simple bird feeder?
Today, we are thinking of everybody outside. We're thinking of the birds. We're thinking of the neighbors. So I came up with these bird feeders that you can make using cans. Now, I use canning jar lids, but you can use spaghetti jar cans. You can use applesauce can, like lids, you know. You don't have to have anything special. And then even the best part, guys, is that the ingredients are stuff that is not sold out at the stores right now.
Okay, that is definitely the best part. So what are we putting in them?
It's like five ingredients. So you need, obviously, you need your bird seed. You need some corn syrup, some flour, and some water. Flour, water, corn syrup, and unflavored gelatin.
And what you do, mix it all together and stick it in the lid?
Yeah, you mix it all together, and you grab a handful of it, you smash it into the lid, let it dry. And, you know, we kind of skipped a step where there's a hanger, but it doesn't matter. It's okay. So you put like a twine or yarn or rope to hang it, let it dry. And then here's the best thing. You can give it to neighbors, you know, put it in those paper lunch bags that we're totally not using right now. And have the kids draw a picture thinking of you or have a great day. Put it at neighbors' doorsteps, especially the elderly, because this recipe will make at least 12 birdseed lids.
I love this. And I love that having the kids make it gives them a project. Having them color the paper bags gives them a project. Having them deliver them to the neighbors gives them a project. So right. This is a win-win and all the way around.
It is.
That's a great point. And we're going to have you on every single day. You have so many great ideas. We love when you join us and give us these great ideas. But where also can we find everything that you do, including this awesome simple bird feeder recipe, if you will?
You can find all the crap I've made at perfectlydestressed.com, destressed.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram at perfectlydestressed. And I'm just going to be throwing out these ideas, these simple ideas. We'll be going old school, just doing activities with the kids and keeping them busy in between watching TV and playing video games.